As most were seeing content on social media and in group chats, nearly 250 children told the watchdog they had all come across things like adult video game content. Former Children's Commissioner for England, Anne Longfield, wants the internet to be a safe space.
I don't think we should accept that it's part and parcel of growing up, though. I think that, you know, it is something that we know has been growing, but it is something we can also tackle. And I think this is a job for parents, for schools, for the tech companies themselves, and ultimately as well, for Ofcom themselves.
Police have seized hundreds of weapons, millions of pounds worth of drugs and 8 XL bully dogs during a week of action against County Lines gangs. More than 1,800 people were arrested and 245 drug-dealing phone lines were shut down. Detective Superintendent Dan Mitchell is head of the County Lines Coordination Centre.
Through them, this model of policing, where we intensify our effort, our mission is to sort of make the community safer, to reduce the antisocial behaviour, the acquisitive crime, associated violence that comes with County Lines.
McDonald's has said sorry after an IT issue meant hungry customers couldn't order food. The problem's now been resolved in the UK and Ireland. Another Conservative MP is going to stand down at the next election. James Heapy, the MP for Wells Somerset, has told constituents he wants to take time to prioritise his family. In sport, Manchester City continue their defence of the Champions League with a quarter-final tie against Real Madrid. Arsenal will face England captain Harry Kane after being drawn against German champions Bayern Munich. And the Scottish town of North Berwick in East Lothian is apparently the best place to live in the UK. The Sunday Times says it's down to its thriving high street. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for the next couple of days. Now, 15 degrees today. It's said there might be some sunshine. Can't see anything. Poking through the clouds, but not at the moment. Chance of rain about 50% by 7 o'clock this evening. You might get a little bit of rain. We might miss it. Tomorrow, it's cloudy at 12 degrees, light clouds and 5 degrees. And on same on Sunday. And the sun, difficulty coming through the clouds. It was lovely yesterday, wasn't it? What nice day was yesterday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SHBAC.com for help with your home.
Yeah, that song, Spicy Margarita. I like pizza with pineapple. There's people out there now screaming, going, Michelle, what is wrong with you? You had baked beans with sausages this morning from a tin, and now you're talking about pizza and pineapple. I don't just like pineapple. I would have the cheese. I don't like mozzarella. I don't like mozzarella on a pizza. I think it's just wasted, like a bit of strong cheddar or a mix. So, pineapple, pepperoni. So you've got the balance of the sweet and the kind of savoury. Yeah, I know. If you go to Italy and you ask for pizza with pineapple, I think they throw you out. It's really cheap to make at home once you've got all the ingredients, though, pizza, isn't it? You can make, because when I've done it before, I've made the dough in the bread maker I've got, which I haven't used for months and months and months. And then once you've bought the toppings, then you can put everything together and it's nice. Because I always make it very thin. I don't like thick crust, it's too doughy. I like thin crust with lots of topping. It's lovely, isn't it? I'm not making one this afternoon, I can't be bothered. I do have the ingredients. In fact, in the back of the cupboard, I did find some flour. Very suspicious. I threw it in the bin because, you know, sometimes when you go through the cupboard, you've probably got stuff at home where you go through and think, I'll just have a look and see. And you go, I went off 5 years ago. What's that doing in there? I've still got, as I said, I do mention this occasionally. My mum, she never would have eaten it, and I don't know why she got it. It was a Frey Bentos pie. Now, she never would eat food like that, but for some reason, she had one in the cupboard. So when, after she passed away, we were clearing everything out, because I kept quite a lot of stuff. I still got loads of her clothes and things, but me and my sisters were sorting out the house and finding stuff. Oh, like, you know, memories. It was just, it was difficult to get through. I mean, it took weeks to do it. And in the cupboard, I was laughing because half the tins were out of date. All the stuff was out of date. She just kept, you know, she didn't eat them. Maybe they were for guests, I don't know. But this Fray Bentos pie was in there, and I just laughed because I thought, Mum, we'd never eat a Fray Bentos pie. What the hell is that doing? And I've still got it in my cupboard. And somebody was round, and they went, what's that? And I went, oh, it's a Fray Bentos pie. I went, no, don't eat it. I said, it's about 6 years out of date. It's out of date when I got it. I think it might be 7 years, and I've kept it in the cupboard. And they said, that's really dangerous. Somebody might come in or be here later or whatever and go. I said, who's going to be here but me? I'm not going to eat it. But for some reason, I can't let go of that Fray Bentos pie because it was at Mum's. But it is, you know, it is 6 years out of date. Or maybe seven. It's like the coffee she used to give to her friend Joan, who lived down the road. I went to make sure. She said, go and make me and Joan a coffee and me a tea. I said, all right, no worries. And I looked at the coffee and I thought, well, that coffee looks a bit, you know. And that was 5 years out of date. And poor Joan had been coming down once a week. My Mum would have been giving it to her. I said, it's out of date. She said, coffee doesn't really go out of date, does it? I said, well, probably not. I said, but it probably doesn't taste the best. A bit toxic. Oh, look at that. Look at that lead in there, Michelle. Here's Britney Spears with Toxic.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. No escape. I can't wait. Need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it.
Ah, what a tune. Abby from Innocent Bakery, My Own Woman. Just coming up to 11 minutes past 12 here on Phoenix FM. Not heard this song for a very long time. Here's Squeeze with Take Me, I'm Yours.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Come to much, you're the only one. Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Isaac playing this yesterday for his first track, and I loved it, so I'm going to play it today. Never too much.
Never too much. just to get me started. I called you up, but you weren't there, and I was brokenhearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late. The boss is so demanding. Open the door up, and to my surprise, there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you, cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble, and I'm so glad that I am with you. We've come a way, and yet this is only the beginning of my love.
Too much, too much, too much. wish I'd fallen in love. Cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you be home. Everywhere I go. I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into your corner from my blue. This time, between you in every square. For you, I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go, with you be home. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, oh. I wish I was in Valencia with you. We got nothing left to prove.
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you, and let's see what's happening at the moment. Now, first off, as always, to Brook Street roundabout, looking fine. Wilson's Corner, very busy in all directions at the moment. Road closed due to emergency work on Albert Street, both ways between the B186 Whalley Hill and Queen Street. Very busy around Wilson's Corner, just sheer weight of traffic. Not so bad at Chelmsford. Heading along the A12, you've got a nice clear run into Chelmsford. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside. Again, a nice clear run. A little bit busy coming back through the tunnel and up to the Morsey M11 on the M25. No issues.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now you've got Billericay Choral Society tomorrow at the Emmanuel Church. They've got Fars Requiem and Rutter's Gloria. Hopefully I've pronounced it correctly. The professional baritone Alistair Merry is going to be performing solos. Refreshments are available as well. 7:30 start. Tickets are £12 or £15 on the door. Find out more, check out the website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
We'll be having a chat with Patrick, and I'll be coming into the studio, and we'll find out what's coming up on this show next on 123. You've got me for the next half an hour, and I thought we'd be happy. So here is the Joker Man Band with Happy.
Because I'm happy.
Oh my, oh my.
get through the week. Sometimes it's hard. Right now.
Sing yourself.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now you can hear, you will hear in the background, just the dulcet tones of Patrick unpacking his bag with all of the with all of the interesting stuff that he carries in his folder. It's a bit like Bob. Bob always has his shows planned out properly as well. I find it very annoying. Now, in the background, I'm going to play a little bit of J Mark. This is called Falling in Love, which is out now. This is instrumental. And why I do. This Easter, Brentwood Town FC are inviting supporters and sponsors to make donations of Easter eggs, which will be delivered to Lennox Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Go Out, which is an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16 year olds based in Essex. Donations can be dropped off at any time during the home fixtures in March at the Brentwood Centre Arena. The next match is on Friday the 22nd of March versus Brentwood Town FC versus Morgan and Tiptree. So if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, brentwoodtownfc.co.uk. And a beautiful piece of music there, that is with J Mark. And joining us now to tell us what's coming up on his wonderful show.
Okay.
The headphones are on. I've just plugged.
There's no plug.
Oh, there's no plug on the headphones. Oh dear. People are taking stuff. We blame other people. It's not me. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
Join.
Do it without any headphones.
That's lovely. You've got a nice bit of background music going on as well.
That's nice. I'm glad we've got that. That's good, Michelle. Excellent. Yes. I've got Rob Sanks coming in today from Chess. Going to be talking about the latest developments with the charity, particularly their Turning Point new development, where at the moment they've got a development where they've got nine single homeless places for people who are single homeless, and they're planning to knock that down and build something where they're going to have 24. So you're going to be talking about that, so that'll be good, and all other things. I know that there's lots of volunteer possibilities with Chess at the moment as well, so we'll be doing that with him. We'll be having the birthdays competition, and we'll be going back to the vintage chart for this week in 2003.
So excellent. We were just born that year, funny enough,
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. You know, in our whatever, what do we call a pram these days?
Is it a perambulator? Is that the word?
I don't know. It used to be called that. That's it. But they're called something else these days, aren't they?
I don't know either. I don't have children, so I don't know
the
terms.
So
they're very expensive.
Sure.
Children and prams and pushchairs.
pushing them around. Are they buggies?
Oh, they might be buggies, yeah. They cost as much as a small car.
Yeah, I think they do. Mm. Well, and of course, a child costs more than that.
Yes. Not that we're buying children here on Phoenix FM. We're not doing that. So that's all coming up on Patrick's show. There we go. I always say something wrong, Patrick.
No, I'm sure we didn't. I'm sure we did not. I'm sure we just told the truth, Michelle.
We did. We did. And it is very expensive to have children.
It is.
And costs a lot of money. I don't know how people do it. And it's also the change of your life and the pace of your life and things.
Yeah,
you know, it
absolutely.
Really is a big. It's a massive decision.
Oh, it's a huge decision to have kids, and then you know it's a decision for decades, isn't it, as well?
I think Ricky Gervais says something about people never say to you, why are you having kids? They will say, oh, why do you have kids? Not knowing there could be loads of reasons for not meeting the right people, the person of your life, the love of your life, or maybe you can't get pregnant. But people just feel like they can say that. But you never say to somebody, why do you have children? It's always, why haven't you got children?
Well, there you go. That's life, Michelle.
That's life. What a tune. Thanks, Sinatra. I should have it lined up, but unfortunately,
no.
I wasn't quick enough.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinewood Hertford solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our bank office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
Here is Billy Brown, Secretary of JB, featuring Billy Brown. I don't want to see your face no more. JB featuring Billy Brown. That is Billy Brown, who has the cats Sharky and Splodge. He occasionally does an update on letting us know what's happening with the cats, but it's been a little bit quiet. We did get an update this week. Just want to say a big thank you to my guests. You can check out the interview, Bridget Holly from Bennett's. She's also the founder of Our Grieving Hearts, and also Francesca, who is the founder of Butterfly Meadow. They were both on the show yesterday. Check out the interview. It's really interesting. Two inspirational women. And also to Jay Cass, musician and rapper and songwriter, and Bajinda as well, talking about the track and the EP as well, which is out now. Great to talk to them both. That is now up online as well, all the www.phoenixfm.com, where you can check out loads of our interviews that we do through the week. That's myself and the other sort of 30, I think it's 38 other presenters on the show at the moment. So you can check out loads more there. You would never get bored because there's so much to listen to. I thought we'd end up with a couple of fun tracks. So here we go. This is the first one. Here's Wham.
With a knowing smile, when I saw that girl upon your arm, I knew she won your heart with a fatal charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the town. I said, hey boy, what's in the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiance.
Guns, guns, heaven's on fire. Crazy ladies, keep them on the run. Wise guys, realize there's danger in emotional ties. See me, single and free, no fears, no tears, what I want to be.
Sharing, he's going to be here for the next 2 hours with a fantastic show. Stay tuned, have a great weekend, and whatever you're doing, stay safe. I'll be back with you on Monday from 10. Have a good one.
Just get him out of my way, because I'm seeing red. We got plans to make, we got things to buy. You're wasting time on some creepy guy.
Hey, shut up, chick, that's a friend of mine. Just watch your mouth, baby, you're out of line.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 miles to be the man who walked 5,000 miles before I left your door.
But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you.
When I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
when I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This